Hey everyone, welcome back to Huron County Author Talk, a podcast where a group of talented local authors share their insights on the remarkable, imaginative, and nuanced world of writing. I'm your host, Hamilton Baker of the Huron County Library, and I'm excited to bring you another episode in our show. In this episode, Rick Hundy, David Yates, Leonard Mokos, Haley Linfield, and Barry Broman joined me at the Goderich Library for a roundtable discussion. First off, the group discusses a few key elements to writing good historical fiction. They then move on to talk about the editing process, including some of the pitfalls and difficulties involved.
It is nonfiction.
Well,
it depends on who you talk to.
It's bound to be some
creative nonfiction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, are others nonfiction?
I
write a
historical
fiction.
Yeah.
Historical
fiction. That was totally fiction, though.
Yeah, but to be historical fiction.
There are some actual things, but no, the other book that I wrote was fiction.
Was fiction,
yeah.
Oh, you don't have a nonfiction book at all. For some reason, no. I thought that one book you had was nonfiction, but
this one, Rail Ties, it's fiction.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. It's based on a real place.
Right.
It's based on some real events, but the stories are all made. I guess that's what historical fiction
that's
is,
historical.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. I call it historical fiction, but.
Yeah.
But I'd be happy to talk about fiction because I'm kind of trying to move out of just nonfiction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'd be interested to hear about fiction. Yeah.
About fiction. Okay. Yeah. So we can talk about
I've always fiction. Written fiction. I've never been inspired to write nonfiction, I must have to admit. But I find the deeper I get into it, the more I have to research because it has to be plausible, right?
Yeah, you have to. You can tell when you're, if I'm not reading nonfiction, I read historical fiction, and some people just totally miss the feel for the era that they're writing about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, somebody asked me to look at a manuscript about 6 months ago, and it was on I was really flattered that they asked me to read it, but it was about somebody who lived in the 19th century, but they were attributing all these 21st century values and ideas to people living in the 19th century.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And nobody in the 19th century would, no employee would call his boss Dave in the 19th century.
Right.
Or nobody would be talking about...
Yeah, you have to have that period
voice. Feel for the...
To her point, I don't think you need to relate a historical event.
No.
But if you're setting it, in a time period, you need that sound, that feel. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it has to feel kind of like authentic. Mm-hmm. Like there has to be...
Yeah.
The right texture.
Yeah. So that's... If you're writing about any time period, it's...
I guess my time periods are always been the future.
Yeah.
I've written in 1955, but I found I had to do a lot of research and reading to what would be on the radio in 1955. What would people be listening to?
Yeah. Right.
What's the talk show? Who's the famous talk show on the East Coast of the United States and things like that? You want to. It's got to be plausible and authentic, kind of thing.
So where did you get your how did you figure out what was in 1955?
I guess I just Googled it.
Oh, okay.
But then it gets you
into... But do you immerse yourself? Do you listen to the tunes? Yeah. Do you flip through the magazines?
I've done that before, the magazines, yeah.
Did you talk to your parents or relatives?
No, I guess I didn't do that. No. But I flipped magazines, I did listen to some music and listened to some little clippets of the episodes and stuff. But that was all just background to... my character who likes listening to the radio, and he gets the nickname Radio, but has very little to do with the story. But you really got to work at that to make it plausible.
Still gives a little color.
Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. good. Yeah, definitely.
What do you do to get in your period zone?
Well, I have to say I don't for this last book that I did, so it was a series of little stories, but some of them took place at different time periods in the past, And some of them, I don't want to say I struggle to write them, but I like writing in the present better because I think I'm lazy and I don't want to do the research. Like I would, but like one of the stories, this takes place at the old CPR station. And I'm describing the girl going to this CPR station. But I don't know when the tracks, so I'm like, is she, initially I wrote it that she's standing on the tracks and she's looking at her friends at the CPR station. And I'm like, but wait, when were the tracks taken out? And I called so many people and talked to so many people. Nobody could really figure out exactly when those tracks were taken out. So I'm like, well, I don't know if it's totally accurate or not.
What answer did you get?
I think I ended up changing the time period to when I knew the tracks. I don't remember now. I set that scene in like the early 90s, 1993,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, the tracks are gone then. It was about it, 1988. Well, the last train was December 88.
Well, I knew that's when the last train was, but did they rip the tracks up right away? Or yeah, did the tracks just sit there for a while?
But I think they were gone by about 1990.
So I'm not sure if I have her on the tracks or not. No, I think I did take them out. I think I did end up taking the tracks out. But just that's like one little detail, like that you kind of like you can get. I don't want to say hung up on, but you spend a lot of time just on one little thing.
But that would be important because somebody would read that.
Because that Facebook group about where were they
in
now
Rogers,
and like yeah, and you get something wrong, they jump all over you.
They think you did something wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I write historical fiction too.
What do you write?
I've been working on a book for 6 years, and it's set in ancient Greece. But it's alternative history. We talked about it last month. Alternative history where Sparta has an empire. So it's not historical necessarily because it's alternative. But I still have to do research to say, again, like you're
have
saying,
those elements. Yeah,
make sure the texture is
now
right.
6 years. Are you kind of getting close to the middle part, or where you?
No, I'm getting close to the end. Okay. Yeah, it's been a long road, but actually, we've been working.
Why do you, if you don't mind me asking, why do you think it's taken kind of long? Right, I mean,
I'm slow.
Oh, okay, that's all right. That's all right.
And yeah, I mean.
But does that mean not working on it consistently? You come back to it every 6 months?
No,
or are you just literally going, and you're done for the day, come back tomorrow?
It's been consistent. I mean, the editing process is I'm not as consistently at it every single day kind of thing. Like when I was writing the first draft, it was pretty much every day, at least 15 minutes kind of thing.
Are you saying that you're completely done and now you're going and redrafting the...
Well, I finished the first draft, I think after about a year. So I've been done the whole story.
Wow.
For like
well, they do say
years.
All writing is rewriting.
Oh, that's so
that's taking it to the extreme.
Right? I've gone through it a lot of times, yeah.
Well, good for you.
So, yeah, I think I might have some perfection.
I find, like, when you're done,
I'm the same
looking
way.
Back at it is painful. You know, you think, and you just...
I can't read anything I put in the paper.
It's, yeah, after a certain amount of time, you just think, I wrote that? Oh.
Yeah, right.
I can't. When it's in the paper, I can't look at it. I just
like
to see
when you're
it
a kid,
there.
You used to have those, you know, I don't know if you made models and you put decals. Once there's too many decals, you kind of killed it. Yeah. So I think you just go to like a painter, just put down the brush and just walk away and let it stand.
Do you not like reading it because you see things that you would change?
Exactly.
Sometimes, or just, I don't know, it's like, it's almost like looking in a mirror. I'm not, I don't like looking in a, I don't gaze at myself in the mirror, but when you put something in the paper, I just check to see it. Because every time when I do glance at it, I'm like, why did I say that? Or why did I say it like
or do you think, I couldn't have written that. They must have edited that.
Or, you know, like, I mean, yeah.
I don't think you should worry too much. Save all those for my father and mom, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. But it's just hard to reread your own stuff.
I find it. Like, again, after a little while, then it just... I don't know if you grow past it or did you get sick of it like gum, you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, pretty much. Once I hit send, I don't want to read
But if it. I understand it, right, if you were formally published, then for a year or two, they drag on the whole, wow, we're going to make these changes, and then the pain just drags on.
Like before it's released.
Yeah. I mean, because it's going to go to some kind of an editing committee, and of course, no matter how perfect it is, you got to do this, now you got to do that.
I found my fiance. That's part of the reason why it's taking so long. She's gone in and read it like 2 or 3 years ago. I think she read it for the first time. She's like, no, you got to change this. You got to change this. This isn't good enough. And
you going to marry her anyway?
Most of them were.
She's on the ice there, right?
They were fair points, though. That was the thing. I was like, yeah, no, that's true. Like, I recognize that that does need to change.
Well, I'm excited. So, when's it?
June next year.
June next year.
2023. So I'm hoping. I've been doing quite a lot of work recently to try and get it to that point.
Is this motivating you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because being around creative people gets you creative.
Yeah, I agree.
I think.
Yeah, no, it's definitely. Because this summer I took a break because I had been 6 years solid. So I did take a break for about 2 or 3 months.
Is this going to be a series?
Yeah, once I've come back to it, it's been much. Right, I've been re-energized.
It's
no longer quite yours.
Right.
Yeah, so what is the best seller? They say we need another one next year.
At it fresh, it's like somebody else's work.
Well, I'm not gonna go traditionally publish. Because I can't go that fast. That's one of the reasons I'm not even gonna try, is from what I've heard from other people. Traditionally published, yeah, they want you to release a book basically every year, and they won't take you on. Like I think Maren was talking about it last month. They won't take you on unless you are gonna write another book within like a year.
I think if they're going to invest in your brand, as it were, whether it's a series or you know, your name, that kind of thing, it makes sense. They want to kind of milk those teats. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think if you were able to do it full time, maybe a year is plenty.
Maybe.
I mean, right now you have your life and your job and all this other stuff, and you kind of got to fit it in the cracks, but if this is all you had to do is wake up, you might surprise yourself.
I could, yeah.
Potentially. How long is it?
It's 150,000 words.
Oh my!
That's so decent. When it's
so it's a good size book, but
yeah. I haven't formatted it so that it's book size. I don't know how many pages that is when it's in an actual.
Well, it's about 500. Yeah, 400.
Okay. So that's maybe why.
When I published my first book, The Truth About Dandelions, and it was just over 100.
I saw that. That had the beautiful, like in the early days, I had seen that online somewhere, and it had a graphic of some kind, like I guess of the seeds falling or something like that. Do I remember that right?
Yeah.
And that was unusual at the time. Yeah, okay. I remember that.
I think it was Smashwords. So it was a little indie publisher that did it. And anyway, it was just over 100,000 words. And according to Smashwords, my length is considered epic. Over 100,000.
Over 100,000?
Yeah. Which I thought was like...
No, I never did that. I don't know. But
yeah, I don't know.
Because that's what, 300 pages?
It was something like that, yeah.
Well, was that a good thing when they called it epic?
I noted that because, you know, I think it's like a normal size novel, and it seemed like it was really targeting, or I don't know, the focus was on more, I would say, genre fiction. Yeah, I don't know. I noted that, like, I didn't think it was that long, but according to what else was being published, it seemed...
It was longer than the average.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Huron County Author Talk with your host, Hamilton Baker. If you'd like to learn more about the authors or to purchase one of their books, you can visit their websites. For more information about the podcast, you can visit the library's website at huroncountylibrary.ca. As always, stay tuned for our next episode that we'll release in 2 weeks. The music on this program is Echo by Alan McKellis. Thanks for listening.